Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay, I'm doing pretty well. What's going on, Carlos?
Today, we're conducting an opinion survey about issues and elections in your area. Do you mind helping me today, sir?
In my area? What do you mean?
It's just issues and elections. We're just doing an opinion survey.
An opinion survey for issues and elections?
Yes. This is not a sales call. I'll show you that.
Sure, what's going on?
All right, so are you versus the vote in Texas?
I am.
All right. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I lean Democrat.
All right. In March, you were sent between Congressman Colin Alvarez and State Senator
Chief. Hey, well, quick one. I'm not trying to cut you off or hang up. You cut off in the middle of there. My dogs are barking, so I just moved out of the way. What'd you say there?
Okay, excuse me. So there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Alvarez and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one would sit on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic Party? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I have a tendency of voting in every election that I can, so more than likely I will vote unless something drastic happens.
All right, so we have definitely or probably vote in primary.
Let's go with definitely.
All right. So next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Roland Gutierrez, do you have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Which one you choose?
If I'm being very honest, I'm not too familiar with this particular person, so I can't lean one way or another.
Okay, so don't worry. And then Planned Parenthood, that's an organization. Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here. I just closed the door on my dogs here.
Okay. All right. So the second one was Planned Parenthood. That's an organization. So you're very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable to that organization?
Very favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes, sir.
All right. How about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. How about Colin Alvarez?
I'm not too familiar with them.
All right. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. So Clay Jenkins.
Clay Jenkins. Not too familiar.
All right. Jasmine Simone.
Jasmine Simone. Somewhat.
All right. Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay. Victoria Nivey, Credo.
Not too familiar with her.
All right. Ron Kirk.
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
Not too familiar with him.
All right. How about Nathan Johnson?
I think I'm more in the middle of them. So somewhat favorable. Let's go with that.
All right. Thank you, sir. So in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simone or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Which one would you choose?
Jasmine Simone versus Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yes, if you had to vote today. Just general questions, sir.
Let's go with Elizabeth.
All right. So which of the following five issues do you care about the most, which is most important for the Democratic candidate to address, okay? So the first one is guns. Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. And education. Governor Abbott voucher plan to divert public education money to private and pay. And local control, state Republicans preempted local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. And the other one is voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, election denial, threats on democracy. And the last one is abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. So which one do you prefer? Which is the most important for, yeah, so which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address?
So just to recap real quick. So we've got gun restrictions pushing up to 21. We've
yes.
got education. We've got abortion and the fact that Texas, so effectively going against, Texas putting in the restrictions on abortions.
And the voting rights and local control.
Local control? What do you mean exactly by local control? I want to make sure of that.
All right. So state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, mm-hmm. and worker rights.
Okay. I think the main ones, you said one particular one, right?
Yeah, just one.
I'm going to go with firearms.
Thank you, sir. All right, so what is the next most important issue? So the same thing, same list?
Education.
All right. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? So one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. And the other one is one with the most liberal positions on issues who has long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. So which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer?
I prefer the latter.
All right, so which one, the first one or the second one?
The second.
All right, thank you, sir. So next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simone. So leads you to definitely vote for her, so probably vote for her and does not impact your opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first statement is Jasmine Simone is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. So definitely vote for, probably not vote for, that's not impact, or you don't know.
So her point is that she's looking to go against that so that we effectively not imprisoning doctors for performing abortions?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be very okay with voting for her because of that reason.
So we have definitely vote for or probably?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
So the second one is Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simone because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Would you definitely vote for that or probably vote or does not impact your opinion?
It does not impact. I don't know much about Clay Jenkins.
All right. So Jasmine Simone puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dog, Jake and Gracie. So definitely vote for her. Probably vote for her. Does not impact your opinion.
Definitely vote for her.
All right. So Jasmine Simone will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and vote for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. So definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact?
Definitely vote.
All right. So Jasmine Simone is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path of legal immigration. So definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact?
Probably vote for her for that.
All right. Jasmine and her husband have raised their children in the Park Cities. Does that definitely vote, probably, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
All right. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Definitely vote for her for that.
All right. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Wait, say that one more time for me?
Yes. So Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Definitely vote for her for that.
All right. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Some would vote for her for that.
All right. So probably?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
All right, so Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simone's common sense and problem-solving approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely vote for her for that.
Thank you. Jasmine Simone is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely vote for her for that.
Jasmine Simone is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the Americans.
I'm sorry, you cut off a little bit there. Can you say that one more time again for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Jasmine Simone is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
No, I definitely vote for that.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, so let me also mention, sir, that your time is really appreciated and your opinion does matter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was a 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. List top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on this information about both Jasmine Simone and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote if you have to choose today?
That's a hard one. I knew a little bit of Liz Ginsburg, but I actually do like a lot of the things you mentioned about Jasmine Simone there.
Okay, so which one you choose today, sir?
If I'm going today, I'm going to go with Liz Ginsburg, but I definitely want to research more on the other one.
Okay, so how would you answer this question?
So, what's the question again?
Okay, so based on this information about both Jasmine and Simone and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Just in general, just...
If I have to choose today, I'd probably still go with Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. So, Rach, if the following statements about Jasmine Simone and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely not vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you at all about these statements, okay?
Okay.
So if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need to affect the fighters in the legislature by Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer. By a large margin, just 2 years ago, shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. So will you definitely vote against that? Probably vote against, or does not matter at all, that statement to your vote?
It doesn't really matter.
All right. And the next statement here is, let me see, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, so it does not matter.
Wait, can you say that one more time for me, please?
Yes, so Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Oh, I would vote against her for that.
Definitely vote against that?
Definitely.
Okay. Lynn Ginsberg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary whose Democrats were winning in turning Dallas country, excuse me, turning Dallas County.
I definitely vote against her for that.
All right. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Jean Lisbert lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there's no reason to believe she is a stronger and more viable candidate against the Republican today.
I'd vote against her for that then.
All right, so definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And Jasmine Simone is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. So definitely
vote against her for that.
Okay, thank you. So after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simone, will you vote for in the Democratic Party primary if you had to choose today?
I'm leaning more towards Jasmine Simone now.
All right.
I'll go with that.
So lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democrat candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, sir.
My own words, definitely. I go after a successful Democrat in Texas. In my opinion, we definitely need to start focusing more on education. Definitely need to start focusing on fighting back against or fighting for reproductive rights. And last but not least, we need to start looking to move forward and help out with the fentanyl epidemic that we've been seeing.
You say reproductive rights, right?
Yes, sir. So education, reproductive, and then fentanyl, in that order.
Fentanyl?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just a few more questions to classify purposes. Are you a male or female?
Male.
All right. Could you please tell me in your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, and 65 or over?
1839.
All right. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
College.
All right. So you say college graduate or graduate degree?
College graduate.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
All right. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black? Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian or something else?
Hispanic, Latino.
All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, okay, sir?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
This is separate from what you're doing here, but just is this more of a something where you volunteer to do something like this, or is this more of a job itself, if I may ask?
No, this is a volunteer.
Okay. How do you volunteer for something like this?
Excuse me?
How do you volunteer for something like this?
Just go to North Survey.
North Survey? Perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry. You have a good day. I've been interested in something like this, so thank you.
All right. You have a good day, sir.
You too.